I'd like to today to pay special honor to, what's a delicate way to put this? I was going to say our elderly. I want to pay special honor to our elderly today in our midst today. Thank you for putting up with young music, young energy. We really appreciate you. Let's welcome everyone that's a senior citizen today in our midst.
我们现在欢迎所有的人，特别要有祝福给我们在这里在座的年长的。
Just to give you this today's schedule, today we are have a packed schedule. Instead of doing baptism after during Sunday school, we're going to combine it. If you have an appointment after 3:30, 3:40, please feel free to leave early. We're going to probably go to about 3:45 today with baptism, which will be right after the sermon.
今天主日敬拜的时间会比较长，可能要到3:45左右，因为今天我们会有受洗的仪式。
I'd like you to in groups of 3 to 5. And hopefully you will mix up the groups. I'd like you to ask this first question and try to answer it in the next couple of minutes. When you were growing up, what teacher, what coach, what relative made you feel special?
请大家三五成群，组成一个小组来讨论，当你在成长的时候，是不是碰到一个特别的老师，来教导你。
Go. 2 minutes.
两分钟。Yeah. Can we repeat the question again?
Sure. When you were growing up.
就是请大家再看一看这个问题是当你在成长的过程中是否有老师教练和亲人让你能够有特殊的感觉。
If you've gone once around, you can try this next question. Who helps you feel special now? Who helps you feel special now?
如果刚才的问题已经有解了，那么现在第二题是：现在你当前的生活状态有没有人帮助你，让你感到特殊
？Okay, hopefully we'll get a chance after the worship service is over. Hopefully, get a chance to share some of these answers with each other during the snack time.
希望等一下在点心时间，大家有沟通交流答案的时间。
This one we're not going to answer, but just I want you to point. Point at the oldest person that you know right now. Go. The oldest person that you know.
现在在这里用手指出来你认识的年纪最长的人。
Let's give them a round of applause.
让我们来给他们鼓掌。
Today's sermon is Luke chapter 2, verse 22. We have many verses to cover, so we're going to read through all verses through, and I'll just try to unpack a few points.
今天我们的题目是来自年长者的智慧和祷告，是路加福音2:22，有许多的经文，我们先念完经文，然后再重点学习。
We have a big Sunday because today we have celebrated Advent.
今天我们庆祝了圣诞节的倒计时。
We will be observing baptism of a few brothers and sisters later this afternoon.
等一下，敬拜结束以后，我们要来一起见证两位青少年的受洗仪式。
And then together we can celebrate with them by observing the Lord's table together.
然后今天还要一起来享用圣宴。
So many of us will know this story well. This takes place right after the boy Jesus is brought to the temple.
很多人都知道路加福音的这个故事，就是耶稣还是个婴孩的时候就被带到了圣殿。
And much like today, where we have traditions of baptism, Advent, and communion, Jesus was going to the temple for some traditions that were famous back in his day.
在耶稣诞生的时候，那个时候根据摩西的律法有一定的规定，耶稣基督在婴儿的时候就被带到了殿中来遵循这些规定。
Every time we read the Bible, we read God and we try to find out what God's meaning is in the text for us.
每次我们在读圣经的时候，我们希望获得在文字背后的一些要求和理解。
I want you today to focus because it's a short sermon.I want you to focus on two characters, two senior citizens that are key to the passage, and ask yourself, what could this mean for us today at RCCA?
在今天我们读这段圣经的时候，我们希望大家能够关注其中这两个人物，是两个长者在这个故事中的作用。
I'll read the first slide in English, and then Deaconess Lay will read the second slide in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再读中文。
So I will read from verses 22 until 28, and then Sister Deaconess Lay will take over from 29, okay? Mm-hmm. Please follow along with me in Luke chapter 2, 22. Together, please read with me. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话，释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因给耶稣的话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。又
Thank you. Together, now, as Billy said, Ichi, together let's read the final slide together from verse 36 to 40, these final five verses. Together, there was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was with him. This biblical narrative of the recognition and the acknowledgement of Jesus as a Messiah for one of the first times is not noticed by family members, but noticed by two senior citizens.
所以耶稣基督的诞生作为弥赛亚的这个身份并不是一开始被他的家人和亲人所知道的而是被两个陌生人是这两个年长的陌生人
This biblical story shows us that prayer indeed is something that we can and should do well for a lifetime.
这个故事也证明了，祷告是我们每个人可以做到的，一生中都可以实践的事情。
I'm only have time to just focus on two parts. First, there was Simeon called righteous and devout, and he was an encouragement to all the seniors in our communities of God who sometimes feel insignificant in our less active years. And as I say this, I think of some people that are important in my life, they're elderly.
所以这里面有两个启示，一个是那个叫西面的年长人，他这个人为人公义又有虔诚，充满了盼望，所以他给我们社区里面的年长的人有许多的启示。
There was also a prophet, her name was Anna, and she too was waiting for the Messiah.
另外一个女先知也是一个叫亚拿的年长的人，她也是在等待弥赛亚的到来。
When I think of elderly, I think of primarily my grandparents.
当我想到年长者的时候，我想到了我的祖父母。
My paternal grandparents were both very, very active people.
我的祖父母他们都是很健康、很活跃的人。
This was at my 30th birthday party, so about 11 years ago.
这是11年前我30岁生日的时候。
My grandfather on my left and my grandmother on my right.
这是我的祖父母。坐在我的左右两边。
My grandfather was an electrician and was very strong. Actually, I would say until he passed away, he was stronger than my dad. His hands were very strong.
我的祖父是一个电工，他非常的强壮，比我的父亲更强壮。
He would teach me martial arts and he'd always punch me. He was very strong.
他会一些武术，常常会打我两拳。
My grandmother, her favorite outfit was a jogging suit. She would do aerobics every morning in the 80s, 90s, 2000s.
我的祖母在80年代、90年代啊和千禧年的时候都一直喜欢跳有氧操。
I'll tell you, I got time to share one story. In our church in Vancouver, my grandfather liked to save the church money, so he wanted to put a light in the ceiling. This was about 40, 50 feet in the air.
在我们温哥华的教会，我们想要在天花板上40多英尺的地方吊一个灯。
And so in this auditorium, he was walking around in the rafters, and then he slipped and he fell through, and then his 2 feet made a hole through the roof of the ceiling of the church.
为了吊这个灯呢，我的祖父作为电工就到天花板上做这个工作，但是他不小心摔了以后，他就两个腿就从天花板上掉下来。
And was holding him up between the beams was his ribs. He broke both his ribs.
然后他的两根肋骨就断了。
And this is what I think of when I think of my grandfather. He was so strong and tough. He didn't scream. He didn't yell for the church staff to come help him. He used his hands to push him off there.And then he went home and didn't tell anybody.
然后我的祖父是这样的强壮，当他被天花板卡在两根肋骨的时候，他没有呼唤别人的帮助，而是自己用两个手撑住，从天花板的洞里自己站起来，自己回家，没有叫任何人。
But there was a hole in the ceiling.
但是天花板上因此有一个洞。
And so he proceeded on his own, even though he had broken ribs. He waited a week, 2 weeks for it to be stronger. He went and fixed and patched the ceiling himself.
然后等到两个星期他的肋骨痊愈了以后，我的祖父亲自又爬回那个洞去把那个电修好，也把天花板重新的修好了。
And as they grew older and as we had more celebrations, we could see them slowing down.
当他们年岁渐长，我看见他们行动逐渐迟缓。
In this picture, this is the year that I entered ministry about 10 years ago. And here, we could really see they were really slowing down.
十年以前，我进入主内的服事，这个时候我看见我的祖父母真正的年老了。
And so one time, actually several times, she's fallen down and broken her. My grandmother's broken her hip.
有好几次，我的祖母她在臀部这个地方受伤摔倒。
So she said to me every time we visit her, she'd say, "I am old now."
他每次当我们在去看他的时候，他都说我老了。
I cannot do very much for you.
我再也不能为你做很多事了。
Right, because she used to cook for me, she used to take care of me, she used to put me down for naps. She says, I can't do very much for you, but I will pray.
因为他在我小时候照顾我，但他说我现在什么也做不了了，但是我可以为你祷告。
Wow, and that year she prayed for me because I just entered ministry. I spoke in more churches across North America than I could have dreamed of.
在那一年我进入了服事，我在全美国各地讲述耶稣的事情，因为他的祷告使我蛮有能量。
It was 20 to 30 churches in 1 year.
那个时候是一年有20到30个教会，我去过的教会。
And sometimes the crowds grew bigger and bigger from 300, 500 to one time 5,000. I would go to her house and mark on her calendar the dates I was going to speakAnd she, in turn, would pray for me, not only the day of, but the week before the event.
有时候，我讲到的对象是200到300个人，最多的一次达5000人。我每次去讲道的时候，我就把我的表，时间表给我的祖母看，她就常常提前几个星期开始为我祷告。
Do we believe what James says in James chapter 5, verse 16? The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
我们是否记得雅各书五章十六节说，一人祷告所发的力是大有功效的？
I do.
我是这样相信的。
My grandparents were very noble and they loved God. I would take their prayers for me any day over riches, over inheritance. There is something powerful, there is something wise, there is something righteous about the prayers from the elderly.
我的祖父母是这样的有品格，他们对耶稣基督深信不疑，他们对我的祷告蛮有能量。
I was very touched last week at the Thanksgiving potluck to see Mrs. Patterson and to find out that the next day Elder May Singh drove her back home.
上周在我们感恩节全教会聚会的时候， 我被梅生长老和妹的见证所打动。他们在几十年前认识的 host family Miss Patterson 在这么多年一直在每年的感恩节去达拉斯把他们接过来，而且在圣诞节以后他们还要把他开车送回去，我非常感动。
I cried during Auntie May's sharing about Mrs. Patterson.
所以在梅在分享那个 host family Miss Patterson 的这个故事的时候，我当时就热泪盈眶。
Our elders are able to see things that we very often miss in rushing through life.
我们长者能够看到我们看不到的，因为我们常常在匆忙中度过我们的时间。
So I want to encourage you, church, today, that is, what do we often miss, especially from Thanksgiving until Christmas?
我今天想要来鼓励我们的教会来看见我们在感恩节到圣诞节这段时间常常所忽略的东西。
We are about to head into the busiest season of them all, Christmas.
圣诞节是一年中最最繁忙的季节。
And we often miss seeing Jesus.
我们在这段时间常常会忽略耶稣。
We miss connecting with the very person that Christmas is about when we pass by strangers, when we rush by coworkers, when we try to meet deadlines.
这段时间我们希望能够项目达到死期，然后我们能够碰到新的陌生的人，碰到我们的同事，但是在这段忙碌中我们往往最容易忽略的是耶稣本身。
Today we are going to see Jesus in the celebration of baptism for James. Please raise your hand.
今天我们要在庆祝 James 受洗的这个过程中来重新遇见耶稣。
And for Jennifer, please raise your hand.
而且我们要跟 Jennifer 也在今天这样的仪式里面。
As they publicly are proud of their Savior. And that's why baptism is so exciting for a group. Even as we're in transition, this is a good encouragement to us. That's why I see baptism as important. It's a symbol of our commitment to Jesus.
今天我们非常高兴有这样一个仪式，因为受洗的这个仪式是给所有的人一个很好的鼓励，尤其是像当今我们教会在转型过程中。
So today, let's use Anna and Simeon. I'm just going to point out four things, going to read through them. I'm going to point out four things that Simeon and Anna have helped us with. I'm going to use the word contemplative prayer.
今天我们在学习这个故事的时候，我们特别的注意到这两个长者亚拿和西面，他们在这个故事里的所作所为，尤其是以下这样四点。
Contemplative, I'm going to define as...Prolonged serious thought.
第一个呢是静默式的祷告。静默式的祷告呢，我给他的冥想式的祷告呢，我给他的定义是充满深思熟虑的，沉静的。
Where I'm not just asking God for things, especially this Christmas season, but where I am equally giving God so much time to speak to me, to shape me, to show me things that I need to be involved in.
在这个圣诞节我没有问神要特别的事情，但是我对神打开我的心扉，我用很比较加长的祷告的时间来听神对我要说的话。
Okay, four quick points. Number one, in verse 25-27 we find out about Simeon, a contemplative prayer life will be initiated and will be nourished by the Holy Spirit.
在这里我们从西面身上看到一个有冥想式祷告的生命是由圣灵而来的。
Number two, the Holy Spirit empowers us to go beyond our culture, extending beyond our own familiarities to reach everyone.
第二个我所看到的是这个圣灵它能够给我们大能，让我们超越我们文化背景的事情，而且让我们延伸我们的能量到那些我们自己熟悉的超过我们所熟悉的范畴。
Simeon's prayer for Jesus in verse 30. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of, read it together with me, all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
所以在这里呢，西面祷告在这里说，因我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩，就是你在万民前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，是荣耀你以色列民。
So in this Advent season, let's allow the Holy Spirit to guide us to reach beyond those whom we are comfortable with.
在这样一个特别的圣诞的季节里面，请让我们允许圣灵来引导我们，来走我们并不熟悉的一个路，来碰到更多人的生命。
I want to highlight that in Jesus' day, that this would have meant that Jesus would have reached beyond the rich and the elite because he was a king.
在耶稣基督的时候，他自己是个国王，耶稣基督，但是他其实是触碰到了更多的穷人的生命。
Or he should have just only reached the Jews because he was born Jewish.
也许在那个时候，耶稣他自己作为一个犹太人，他完全可以只接触那些犹太人，可是他接触了更多的外邦人。
But what we see is that Jesus became a blue-collar worker, a carpenter.
而我们看见的是，他自己并没有以贵族的形式出现，而是以一个蓝领的，木匠的形式出现的耶稣。
That Jesus did not come entitled, he did not expect to be waited on. He took a menial job that many of us would be ashamed to take nowadays, because Jesus was truly blue collar.
耶稣基督没有以一个充满特权的贵族的身份来到这个世上，而是成为了一个我们许多人可能不耻的一个木匠的身份。
He wasn't a doctor, he wasn't a lawyer, he wasn't an engineer.
他并不是从事一个令人尊重的职业，比如医生、工程师和律师。
Jesus talked to both men and women. He healed the clean, the unclean. He acknowledged and spent time with the rich, but he loved being amongst the poor.
耶稣他洁净了干净的人，也洁净了不洁净的人。他帮助了很多很多的穷人。
That says something for us when we light this candle. This is the king that we are waiting for.
所以耶稣基督是这样一个国王，我们都愿意来侍奉他。
So when Jesus returns, where will he go? Where will he go? He'll go to the places that he loves, which is typically on the broken and marginalized places of society.
所以当耶稣基督回来的时候，他去哪里呢？实际上他会去那些更边缘化的地方，因为他喜欢跟穷人和不是有特权的人在一起。
Number three, our elders know God allows suffering, and that suffering has a purpose in this world.
第三点，我们从这个故事里看到，年长的人知道神的意图，就是看到了这个世界上有许多的苦难。
Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed." This part's hard. And a sword will pierce your own soul too.
西面在他的祝福里对母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。这是一个非常非常困难的信息，但是他这样说了。
A contemplative prayer life will acknowledge that suffering is a part of the kingdom of God, and many of us as young people, we don't like suffering. We run from it, we hide it, we sometimes turn to addictions to mask suffering. Older and wiser people realize that the mission of God includes suffering for both Jesus and his people.
作为年轻人，我们常常回避苦难，因为我们想着怎样做容易的事情，但是呢，作为年长的人，他们在他们冥想式的祷告里面，他们能够理解神把苦难放在人的生命里的意义，所以他们能够看见这样的有这样的看见，也有这样的帮助。
Lastly, prayer doesn't just leave us in this suffering state. The prophet Anna, this dear, sweet old lady, reminds us that gratefulness is one of the most important prayers that we can ever say to God. Meister Eckhart in the 13th century, a famous German theologian, said the same thing. If there's only one prayer that you ever have to say to God, it's just thank you, thank you, thank you.
第四个启示是先知女先知亚拿。他非常的良善，他提醒我们说我们要学会感恩。所以当你在祷告的时候，你如果只能说一件事的时候，请你说非常感谢你神。
Prayer can transform us when we are in this posture, when we are thankful. When we change our inward feelings and strong opinions to one of gratitude.
所以我们带着感恩的心来到神的面前。
So I have four questions for you. Do you have a prayer life that is dependent on the Holy Spirit?
我有以下四个问题。你们是不是有一个依靠着圣灵的祷告的生活呢？
Do you have a prayer life that includes all people in the world, not just those that look like you?
你在你的祷告中是不是涵括了这个世界上的所有的人呢，而不仅仅是跟你接近的人？
Do we have a prayer life that talks to God about suffering and pain and the purpose behind it, rather than just about a complaint of the mere toils in life?
你的祷告里面是仅仅是抱怨，还是涵盖了神对这个世界上苦难的目标的探讨？
And then lastly, as we've seen here, do we have a thankful heart for the purposes that God has placed in our life?
第四点，你在祷告的时候是不是充满了感恩的心？
Together, we should seek the prayers and the wisdom from our elders. Amen.
所以今天我们来这里看来自长者的智慧和祷告。
May we learn to pray together across the generations. May we wait for Jesus' return, and may we do His work together, strengthened by prayer from the generations. Amen.
希望我们能够学习在同各样人一起祷告，年老的、年轻的一起做祷告的生活。
Let's welcome James and Jennifer to come to the front, please.
我们现在来欢迎 James 和 Jennifer 来到前面。James and Jennifer.
A little bit with their testimonies today by doing an interview. Is that okay with everybody?
今天我们要来对他进行一个采
访。I want to just say my impressions of Jennifer and James before they start speaking. James came to our church around late July. And it was a very unique situation. Every 3-4 years, you meet someone like James. I've done youth ministry for 21 years now. James came to me, and in the second week, it was like something straight out of the Bible. Pastor Paul, what must I do to get baptized? I was like, this is your second week.
在今年七月的时候 ，James 来到我们教会参加我们楼上的青少年敬拜活动。而仅仅在第二周 ，James 就来问我说 ，Paul， 我怎么样才能受洗成为基督徒？
So that really made an impression on me. So very, very grateful that James is part of our community. Let's welcome James once again to our family. If everyone at RCCA could give a big clap. Jennifer is, we're videotaping this because Jennifer comes from a church about 10-12 years from Phoenix. Her family moved here about a year and a half ago. It was a tough adjustment, but we're videotaping it so we can say thank you to her church in Phoenix for helping help her grow. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But let's give a warm applause for the church in Phoenix.
Jennifer, 她来自于凤凰城的一个华人教会。所以我们今天能够跟 Jennifer 在一起，首先我们深深的感谢凤凰城华人教会对她有许多的引导。
If you could just each tell us in one paragraph a little bit about yourself.
请你们两个人每个人给我们介绍一下自己。
Okay, I go to Westwood High School.
You're a sophomore?
I'm a sophomore. I'm in band. In the past year, I guess, I have begun to believe in God, and I'm happy to get baptized today.
Awesome. Good job.
Okay.
Before I forget, could you introduce us to some of your friends and family today?
Oh, sure. Okay. But there's Brian.
Brian is my friend.
I'm sitting beside Brian is Nick.
Nick.
And besides him is Hamsi.
Hi, Hamsi.
I'm sitting at the far end of that row, it's my mom. sitting in front of her is Didi.
Awesome. Good job, James. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, my sister in the second row.
Wonderful. Awesome. Jennifer, can you tell us in a paragraph a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'm a senior at Cedar Park High School. I moved here the summer of my junior year for my dad's job. It was a hard adjustment, but I'm still here, so I got over it. I am from a Christian household, so I've been in church since I was a child. And I have decided that now is the time that I can publicly declare that Jesus is my Savior.
我来自一个基督徒家庭，因为去年我父亲的工作变动，我作为一个高中三年级的学生，我来到了奥斯汀。我从小长在一个基督徒教会的环境里面，这个生活环境的变化对我来说是一个非常大的挑战。但是我很高兴，我今天能够在这里，愿意宣称主耶稣基督是我的救主。我现在是威斯布的高中四年级学生。
We're going to each give you a chance to read your testimony in a minute, but before we do that, I just have one more question, okay? What is one hope that you have for after getting baptized? After you're baptized, what is one hope that you have for your life?
这个问题是在今天受洗以后，你能不能跟我们分享一个你生命中一个希望？
I think baptism is a public commitment to Jesus, so I hope that after I make this public commitment, I will, I guess, sort of feel a stronger urge to stick by my morals and show that I'm a Christian to everyone because I've made this public announcement. So I hope to live out the ideals of a Christian and just always remember my morals and my ethics.
Thank you.
所以我是认为在受洗以后，我是向公众宣称我对耶稣基督的委身，所以我希望以后的岁月里面，我能够所行所言能够配得上我是耶稣基督的这样一个人。
For me, same with Jennifer. like a public declaration of faith. I guess like a new beginning. I guess I'll be like, from now on, I'll try my best to follow Jesus. And to follow God, and to live by my morals, in the new foundation.
那我的体会是，我今天受洗以后，我感觉到我就有新的步子来跟从耶稣的脚步。我希望我的那个道德和所有的人生观能够有新的生，获得新的生命。
Let's have Jennifer go first. We walked away from there so that you could have the pulpit. It's your turn to preach to us for 5 minutes. Why don't you go first with your testimony, and then James will share his afterwards.
Jennifer 先要给我们做他的 testimony.
Okay. I was born into a Christian household. Since I could remember, my family attended church every Sunday and Friday.
Jennifer, 我在生长在基督的家庭，从我出生我记得我们就一直去教会。
I started out in Cubbies, Sparks, TNT, and finally moved on to youth group.
我从 Awana Cubs, TNT 到最后面青少年。
I knew all the verses and sang all the right songs.
我知道很多经文，也会唱很多歌。
At the time, I thought that was enough, but my teachers kept emphasizing the importance of accepting Jesus Christ into my heart.
那个时候我以为就知道这些就够了，但那个时候很多那个老师一直告诉我要你要在心里面接受耶稣。
Every week, I ask God to enter my heart.
每周我都求神进入我的心里面。
Every week, I got no reply.
每周，但是我过去都没有得到答复。
How would I know that I truly accepted Jesus as my Savior?
我怎么知道我接受了耶稣作为我的救主呢？
Doubts and insecurities plagued me.
疑问和一些不安全感影响了我。
Unsatisfied with the lack of answers, I began to lose interest and ultimately faith.
因为没得到这些答案，我开始失去一些兴趣。
In fact, I was the kid who looked up during prayer time to see if anyone else was speaking.
有的时候我甚至在祷告时，我在看看是不是所有的人都在祷告。
I drifted in this state of limbo for years.
我有逐渐在信仰的道路上有些漂移，有几年。
Then in middle school, I had the opportunity to attend my first youth retreat.
在中学的时候，我有一次机会去参加一次那个青少年的那个退休营。
The youth went up to a lodge in California to spend a couple of days with God and His Word.
那是在加州有好几天，我们一起学习神的话语。
Skeptic, I still tagged along for the experience.
虽然开始我有些怀疑，但是我还是去了。
There, I met a mentor who would completely change my perspective.
在那我碰到一个导师，他彻底的改变了我的看法。
My counselor likened life to a racetrack.
我那个导师是在他喜欢在生活里面，他喜欢那个赛车。
I am a driver on this racetrack, and so is Jesus. But Jesus is the most experienced and the most skilled race car driver in the world.
啊，耶稣是个非常有经验的一个赛车手。
I am merely a beginner.
我只是一个初学者。
Up until then, I had been driving my own car, refusing to hand the wheel over to Jesus.
啊，直到那个时候，我都在自己在开那个车，一直不愿意把这个车方向盘交给耶稣。
Jesus continually asked me to hand over the wheel, to let him take care of me. I refused.
耶稣一直叫我把那个方向盘给他，但我一直在拒绝。
I stubbornly held on to the wheel because I thought I could get through life without his help.
我很顽固的在一直抓住那方向盘，以为自己能做。
My counselor asked me if I was ready to finally hand that wheel over, to make that commitment to God.
我那个在那个老师问我你是不是可以准备把这个方向盘交给神。
Perhaps it was a spiritual high, perhaps it was the quality time I spent with God, but I thought that I was ready.
那个时候我说我准备好了，可能那个时候正是我在信心上面一个高峰期。
Unfortunately, 2 weeks later, the feeling faded.
很可惜，两周以后又那个感觉又没了。
School, family, friends, and other responsibilities crowded in.
学校、家庭还各种各样杂七杂八别的事情又进入了我的心。
I was driving the track myself again.
我又在自己开那个车了。
Through high school, I ran through the mechanical actions of a Christian.
通过在高中里面，我又进入了很多各种各样的车子机械上面的问题。
I attended church, I read the Bible, and I prayed.
我参加教会，我读圣经，我也祷告。
Nothing happened.
但还是没太多事情变化。
I did not have the true intentions of a Christian because I didn't feel like a true Christian.
我没有那真正的基督徒那个一个心，因为我没有感觉到那个。
Junior year, all of that would change again.
第三年，高中第三年又有变化。
As many of you know, I moved to Austin the summer before junior year.
我们搬到 Austin 在他第三年。
I was angry, angry at God, angry at my parents, and angry at life.
我有点愤怒，愤怒对神，愤怒对我的父母，愤怒。
How could God do this to me? How could my parents do this to me?
为什么神会这样对我？为什么我的父母会这样对我？
I was like a wounded animal striking out at anything.
我像一个受伤的困兽，愿意对可能会进攻，对任何人进攻。
At the time, I thought this was punishment from God, punishment for not believing before.
在那个时候，我还以为是神对我的惩罚，对我不信的惩罚。
Jesus once said, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but someday you will."
耶稣有说过说，你虽然你现在对我不理解，以后你会理解。
He also said, "For I know the plans I have for you; they are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."
我有计划为给你的计划，那个计划是好的计划，不是不好的计划。
Now I see what God had in mind.
现在我知道神当时是有什么样的计划。
Here in Austin at RCCA, I was given the chance to grow.
今天在磐石教会在 Austin, 我有这个机会去成长。
Growth rarely occurs without change.
成长一定在有变化的时候才会发生。
God provided that change.
上帝提供了这个变化。
Here, I was given opportunities for leadership, for new relationships, for second chances, and for a brighter future.
这里我有机会去成长，有机会去做领导，也有机会去做别的。
For that, I am eternally grateful to God.
为这我真的从内心感到感激。
Here at RCCA, I found God.
在磐石我真正看见了神。
I found God through Paul and Lorena's generosity.
我听过 Paul 跟 Lorena 他们的帮助，我看见了。
I found God through the warmth and welcome demonstrated towards my family from the entire church, and especially from the youth.
我看见了神从这个整个教会对我们家庭的温暖的接待，还在其他青少年里面的接待。
I found God through the love and dedication my friends from Arizona showed.
我看见神从我过去在亚利桑那些朋友里面对我的友情里面看见。
I found God through the support and love my family gave.
我看见神从我家里面家人对我的支持。
I found God working through my past to lead me into a beautiful future.
我看见神从我的过去，他带向我更好的将来。
For it is true that I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
知道这真理说，我神能让我更加增强我。
Today commemorates the day I let go of my wheel and trust my future in God's hands.
今天就是今天，今天是这个日子，让我能把这个方向盘交给神。
Today commemorates the day I proclaim Jesus Christ as my Savior.
今天就是这个天，让我公开的宣称耶稣是我的救主。
I would also like to thank those who have helped me through this journey, who have lifted me up in times of need.
我也希望想这个时候呢，借这个机会来感谢所有帮助过我的人。
I want to thank my family.
先感谢我的家庭。
Thank you, Dad, for never giving up on me and always showing love and patience, even though I drive you crazy.
Thank you. You're welcome. That's me.
Thank you, Mom, for dedicating all your life to raising Tim, Grace, and I, and for always putting us first.
谢谢妈妈带我们三个孩子。
Thank you, Grace and Tim, for providing life, laughter, and someone to blame things on in case anything goes wrong.
谢谢哥哥，谢谢妹妹。
Thank you, RCCA, for providing us with a place to form a stronger relationship with God through our new friendships with all of you.
谢谢磐石教会所有的弟兄姐妹、叔叔阿姨。
Thank you, Paul and Lorena, for helping me see God in actions, not just words, and for being so supportive.
谢谢 Paul and Lorena 用行动来表达这些爱心。
Thank you to the youth for welcoming and loving me.
谢谢 youth 所有的人欢迎他，也帮助他。
Thank you to my old church, Greater Phoenix Chinese Christian Church. Thanks to Pastor Larry, my counselor, and Xing for always showing love and encouragement.
谢谢奉承华人教会所有的朋友，谢谢 Pastor Larry, Larry 牧师，还有其他朋友 Xing.
And thank you for being here today to celebrate my new life with Jesus Christ.
谢谢在座的所有人今天在这里来庆祝我今天的受洗。
You got this. You got this.
All right, hello.
大家好，我是 James.
Okay, let me begin by saying that I'm not naturally an egotistic person, and I often overthink things.
我不是，我常常会过多的思考一些事情。我并不是一个自我为中心的人。
I still do now, but it was worse in middle school.
我现在还是有一点点这样，但是我在中学阶段更加情况比现在糟得多得多。
There were times when I would literally question the meaning of everything.
我有一段时间常常来拷问所有事情背后的意义。
Also, I felt like I didn't really have a solid foundation to live life. Like, I was just mainly go with the flow.
我发现我生活的根基非常的浅，我常常随波逐流。
So I wasn't super confident or motivated about anything.
所以我并不是一个非常有自信，非常有动力的人。
And I didn't know where I wanted to go with my life.
我对生活也并不知道我要去寻哪个方向。
There were times, however, when everything became crystal clear, and when I knew which direction to head.
也有时候，事情的发展很明确，我也会知道去往哪里走。
So in eighth grade, I decided to write these little tips about life down in a journal whenever they popped into my head.
所以在八年级的时候，我决定将这些人生闪光的这些tip 这种小提示来写在一个我的日记本上。
That way, if I ever felt demotivated or overthought things, I could look through it and find my direction again.
这样呢，我想说，当我找不到方向的时候，我就可以来读我的日记，来找到重新寻到人生的方向。
Doing so helped me be more secure and know generally where to head.
这样做呢，能够让我有一个安全感。
Then high school started.
然后我就进入了高中的时候。
The workload freshman year was a huge leap from eighth grade. It wasn't too bad by itself, but at the same time, my dad was also getting pushy.
九年级的功课量忽然就重了，我的爸爸开始对我有很多的push， 有很多的要求。
He wanted me to learn some things from him, and also pushed me to find out what I wanted to be in the future.
我的爸爸那个时候对我有要求，要求我知道我将来想要做什么。
His motive was good.
他的动机是好的。
It probably doesn't sound too bad in this speech, but in reality, it was stressful.
但是呢，在当时对我来说，我感到压力。
So a combination of schoolwork and my dad's pushiness made the beginning of freshman year tough.
所以在我高中九年级的时候， 因着功课的紧张，还有来自我父亲的这个压力，我的生活觉得非常的有挑战。
Throughout this time, I continued writing random tips about life down whenever I got the inspiration.
那段时间，每每我有灵感的时候，我还是把那些小贴士写在日记本里。
And that has helped me quite a bit.
那个对我有一定的帮助。
However, I also started doing something else. I began to read the Bible.
然而，从那段时间开始，我开始尝试阅读圣经。
There was so much wisdom contained in the Bible.
圣经里有许多的智慧。
Pretty soon I realized that God was the foundation I needed in my life, and I began to believe in him.
不久呢，我就发现圣经里写的东西才是能够成为我生命中基石的东西。开始相信神了。
I began to realize how sinful I was, and I saw many ways I can improve.
我开始发现自己身上的罪，而且发现有许多地方我是可以有所提高的。
During difficult times, when I prayed sincerely to God, things would miraculously get better. I felt God helping me and calling me out to him.
在生命艰难的时候，我跟神祷告，我发现神真的能够帮助我，用各种神奇的方式来帮助我往前行。
During the spring semester, we learned about the Abrahamic religions and world geography.
在春季的时候，我们来学习亚伯拉罕书。
One of the assignments was a small project on a specific Abrahamic religion.
在那个时候有要做一个关于亚伯拉罕的具体的一个小的 project.
My teacher assigned Judaism, Islam, and Christianity randomly amongst us, and I got assigned Christianity.
那个时候我的学校的老师让我们学习研究伊斯兰教还有基督教我正好被分到了研究基督教的这么一个题目。
Through that project, I gained some more knowledge about the faith.
在做那个小项目的时候，我对基督教的认识有了长足的增长。
Around that time, I also began looking online for more information about Christianity and advice on how to become a good Christian.
那个时候，我也开始在因特网上寻找更多的关于基督教的信息。
I applied for the free article "Daily in Christ," which was sent via email.
我还去一个叫每日基督徒的这样一个网站，他们每天给我发电子邮件。
Though I don't read it often anymore, it was useful to me in the months before I started going to church.
我现在因为常常来教会，这个电子邮件对我的帮助不是特别大。一开始的时候，我还没来教会之前，这个对我帮助是巨大的。
Boy Scouts has also helped me to find God.
男孩童子军也是一个帮助我寻找到神的一个很好的方式。
In early June, I went to Philmont Scout Ranch.
Say that again, sorry.
Philmont Scout Ranch.
那个时候我去了一个农场叫 Philmont Scout Ranch.
It was basically a 10-day backpacking trek in the mountains of New Mexico.
是在墨西哥，是要背包旅行的这么一个地方。
Though it was fun and the views were amazing, it wasn't relaxing.
那个地方风景非常的美，是非常让我印象深刻。
Every day we would hike anywhere from 3 to 12 miles carrying heavy packs.
每天我们都是负重暴走。
Every night we only slept 6 or 7 hours. The schedule was packed.
每天我们睡觉的时间也很少，一天的行程非常的满。
In addition, the foods we ate every day were all prepackaged and freeze-dried.
然后那个时候我们也要自己负重许多食物。
So you get the idea. It was not a leisurely walk in the park.
So this 并不是一个非常轻松的休闲的一个散步。
My crew members were also very salty, maybe because of the salty food, and maybe because we were exhausted day after day.
那个地方的饮食比较咸，我的同伴们也有时候讲话也不是特别好听。
While out in these conditions, I think I may have gained some wisdom and saw God.
在这样艰难的环境里面，我觉得我更加看见了神。
Anyhow, once I came back, I resolved to go to church for real.
当我从那个旅途回来的时候，我就开始了正式的去教会。
And that was when I contacted Billy, and he informed me about this church.
那个时候我跟 Billy 有所接触，然后 Billy 向我介绍了这个教会。
Later, one of my friends, Brian, who's sitting with us today, informed me about youth retreat.
然后那件事情以后，我的朋友 Brian 就坐在那里，他告诉了我一些关于青少年退休会的信息。
I was super excited and signed up for it.
我非常的激动，我就报名了。
Retreat was amazing. The most luxurious camping experience I've ever had, if you could even call it camping.
那个退休会真的是非常的奢华，我觉得，非常奢华。
In addition, I learned quite a bit about God.
在那个退休会的非常快乐的日子里面呢，我进一步学习神和他的话语。
Our speaker Jason Hess focused on the book of Jonah.
我们那个时候的讲员让我们来学习约拿书。
It was very interesting. He delved very deep.
他那是一个非常有意思的讲解，他教授的内容非常的深刻。
From his sermons, I learned that God pursues us no matter how sinful we are, and that God knows us best.
在这样的学习里面，我知道无论如我们有多么的罪孽，多么的深重，神还是没有放弃我们。神是最好的神。
So to live life the best we can, we should pursue God.
如果你想要更好的生活的话，那你就应该追求神。
And that is what I plan to do.
这就是我计划在我未来的日子中要做的事情。Thank you.
If you get to Lorena, the worship team could come up to the front. And
I'm going to say a quick prayer for James, and I think on behalf of our church, I think to be able to hear the testimonies from both of you is a true gift to us, and we thank you for sharing today. So, okay, I'm going to pray for James. Stand right here, okay? Okay, let's bow. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to hear the powerful work you've done in James's life. And his choice to proclaim his faith publicly before all today. By Christ's death on the cross, you have put his old life with its sin and judgment to death forever, and endowed him with a new life filled with hope and joy. Father, we commit James into your most precious and loving hands. Thank you that the power that raised Christ from the dead is in James to live a life victorious and bold. It is by your grace that we are all counted worthy to be called your children. So we pray that for James, as your child, you might renew his strength each day and increase his passion to live this life fulfilling your purposes for him. We believe your words that say, "He who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Would you lead James into greater spiritual depths even in the coming days and years? So we pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And let's have Jen Lin come now and pray for Jennifer.
Please come. Let's pray as a family. Our Father, our Lord, words alone cannot describe how blessed and how grateful we are today. About 18 years ago, when you put Jennifer in our family, it didn't take us too long to realize how special she was. As a baby, as a toddler, and as a child, she demonstrated the good characters of loving, being humble, being kind, being considerate. Those are the characters and traits which we as parents and as adults we actually sorely lacking. We knew that those must have come from you. You didn't just give us a daughter, you actually, through her, taught us how to be a better person. Today we're here celebrating. She's officially become your child. We want to thank you. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for that amazing salvation. Thank you for your pre-selection of her. It was you who selected her. Lord, as she's embarking on her new journey as a as a Christian, as an adult, and also getting ready to go to college next year. We pray here that you continue to be with her and continue walking with her, holding her hands, guiding her. Give her solid ground on her feet. And also, we pray that you give her a willing heart to keep seeking and following you. 我们的父神，我们言语很难没法表达我们今天的对你的感激之情，感激之情。你十八年前把 Jennifer 放在我们的生活里面，我们很快就认识到她带有很多独特的气质，她那善良，她那她的宽容，她的耐心，都不是我作为父母我们所有的。我们知道那是很特别，是从你那来的。神啊，真的是感谢你，你不仅仅给我们一个好的女儿，你实际上也是教我们怎么做一个更好的一个人。神啊，今天当她马上就今天成为你的女儿，接下来她也变成成人，接下来要准备去上考上大学，主啊，求你一直陪伴她，拉住她的手，继续拉住她的手，继续带领她，也让她有在前面的道路上一直有你的陪伴，一直走在你的路上，是吧？我们真的是非常感谢，言语真的是没法表达我们今天这样一个欢喜快乐感恩的心。愿一切荣耀赞美都归给你，祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。